and welcome to another Fifi, Fev and Byron catch-up special. Whilst Fifi's off looking after her new baby, we announced the lovely Evie Jones from Gogglebox and I'm a Celebrity to look after the show.
Now, guys, I don't want to shock you, but I am about to have a baby. And when I say about to, like,
what,
not
now?
Like a second. Like, no, my water didn't just break, but any day now.
And Fev, didn't you, it?
You've been saying this, Fev. You've been like, I reckon you're about to pop.
Yeah.
You're about to explode.
I'm ready to hold the fort.
I've got Byron to go and nurse the baby and be there for my newborn.
Mm. So Fev and Byron, good show.
Well, I agree, and but management did say they would like some estrogen back in the studio.
Oh, okay.
So, guys, Melbourne, if you're wondering who will be sitting in my chair while I head off and have a much-needed rest and maternity leave, Byron, could I please have my drum roll?
I've got a few here.
Okay. There we go. Here's the drum roll. Whilst I take some wonderful relaxation time off with a newborn. Is that it?
That's it.
Man, can I have a longer one?
Okay.
Well, how long do you want it?
Well, I was doing a big build-up. This person deserves a build-up. Whilst I am
Five.
On maternity leave.
Three.
And I'm taking a well-deserved break with my newborn baby. Please welcome to Fifi, Fev and Byron, my replacement, Evie!
Yay!
From Gogglebox!
Where's the glitter cannon?
Where is it?
Wow!
Evie!
Welcome aboard, Evie Jones.
Thank you. These are some big shoes to fill.
Oh, they're not at all.
They're little feet.
Tiny little dumpling
they
shoes.
They're big and I will try my darndest.
Oh, you are, you know what, I love you to bits and I just wish I was getting the chance to work with you. But so Fev and Byron are going to get you all to themselves.
That's the only downside in all of this is that you're not going to be here.
That's the only downside.
All the others are upside.
Well, we're professionals, Byron, but you got any tips for Evie?
Well, that's a good idea. So, essentially, because Evie, any day now, you could get the call up and have to come in because I'm off in the hospital. Shall I talk you through how the studio works? You are working in a very small, confined studio with two large men who... No, but I'm just saying sometimes the studio could do with an airing.
Oh, what?
Yes. Look, no, I don't think that's going to be a problem. Did you see me in the jungle? They did an entire montage of my flatulence. I can't wait to show you guys.
I love that.
God, is it too late to change our mind and have someone else?
Nothing better than a fart, Byron.
No. Oh, God. Fee, please don't be away too long.
We've now put in the Glade Air down there. That's
right. And there's, that's for all of us now.
Oh. There's a whole basket of deodorant over there. If any stage you want the boys to pop some on, go for it.
I was wondering what that smell was.
Fev smells better than anyone in the whole radio station.
He wears cologne.
He actually smell good.
He's so rich. He wears cologne like it's deodorant. He puts the expensive stuff under his arms.
Like he's a rapper.
Yeah.
Or a rapper's girlfriend.
Yes, I like to wear, but you'll find out. I often wear female perfume, so that's probably why it smells so good, because you hang around with girls and they smell good.
Yeah,
I wear it because I've got five girls at home, so that's what I do. Anyway,
I actually wear men's deodorant.
Do you?
Yeah, and men's cologne.
Oh, there you go.
Really? Yep.
So say, oh,
that's amazing.
We are really going to confuse any blind people.
But Evie,
she says things without thinking. Oh, I've already got one of those. Fifi, Fev and Byron. The good bits.
101.9. The Fox. The Fox. There's been a new survey done, Evie. The sexiest town in Australia, top 10.
Melbourne.
No. Melbourne. There's not one Melbourne in the top 10. And I'll just give you a little bit of a brief here. There's a lot of towns here that have fly-in, fly-out workers.
Oh.
Just to paint the picture. Number one, Gladstone.
Hang on a minute. Gladstone, Queensland is officially the sexiest town in Australia.
Sexiest town. Number two, Brisbane. Okay, Brisbane's quite nice. I agree with that. Townsville comes in at number three.
No.
So Queensland, top three.
It's all about Queensland.
It is. But then we go up to the Northern Territory, Alice Springs. Yeah, that's pretty. Wagga Wagga.
Wagga Wagga?
Yeah,
that's
New South
sexy.
Wales. It's not sexy at all.
You can't even say Wagga Wagga and sound sexy.
No. Where do you live? Wagga Wagga? It doesn't sound sexy.
I peed in a pool once there.
There you go. It's a peas in the pool.
Okay, that's not sexy.
Mackay, Queensland. Mackay.
No, Mackay.
Mackay.
Launceston, Tasmania. Yeah, Launceston's pretty.
Yeah, it's a bit
Launceston.
Cold. I wouldn't say it's sexy.
Coming in at number eight. You would love this one. Newcastle, Lake Macquarie.
Okay, look, I grew up a bit in
Lake
Macquarie.
Did a bit of your best work down there.
There is nothing sexy about that place.
Adelaide, number nine. No one goes to Adelaide. And Rockhampton comes in at number 10. So five Queensland places in the top 10.
That's right. Who did this survey?
Wow, I'm glad you asked, Evie. It's an adult shop called Love Honey has revealed the top 10.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, the fly in, fly out.
This is not a sexiest list. This is the most desperate list. The most desperate cities in Australia for loneliness.
Well, I mean, there may be a correlation between the level of product.
An adult shop buyer.
Volume of product sold.
Now that list makes sense.
Yeah, no, okay. So look, and because no Melbourne suburb has featured, this is a great opportunity, guys, for you to call us on 13 10 60 and put your Melbourne suburb forward as Melbourne's sexiest suburb.
Pitch your suburb.
13 10 60. When I lived in Pakenham. it was hot. I mean, you could wear your UGG boots to the local Aldi, and that, you know, you could get away with that, and it felt really liberating.
So you know, I'm in Sydney today. Mm-hmm. I just came from Rudy Hill.
Sounds sexy.
No, I'm not even going to say it like that.
No,
okay. I reckon St Kilda be a bit sexy.
Ooh.
13, 10,
a little 60. Bit happens around St Kilda.
Okay.
What about Franger?
Frankston.
Franger. 13, 10, 60.
Frankston South is actually beautiful.
Nominate
very
sexy
nice.
Your
too.
Sexy suburb right now. 13, 10, 60 on the Fox.
Nazawaza.
We've got to get Nazawaza in the list.
Nazawaza sexy.
That's hotter than Gladstone.
My statue's there on Web Street.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, that's sexy. Fifi, Fev and Byron. The good bits. The Fox. Fev is armed with an alarming study. This is unbelievable, Fev. The sexiest towns in Australia.
Yes, voted by the one and only Love Honey Adult Shop. Coming in at one was Gladstone, Brisbane, Townsville, Alice Springs, Wagga Wagga. A lot of Queensland in there, where Eve used to do some of her best work. Lake Macquarie. How sexy is Lake Macquarie?
Oh, I tell you right now, there's a lot of lonely boys in Lake Macquarie.
As you discovered.
Yes, I discovered.
Ooh. Alicia from Altona, good morning.
Oh, hi, how are you?
I'm good. What's your sexy suburb?
Well, we're trying to nominate Melbourne suburbs because none of them were included on this list.
No, zero.
We're saying, hey, come on, let's sell in Melbourne.
We're a clean town.
Sexy suburbs.
Yeah, Altona is by far the best suburb in the western suburbs. Good looking guys.
Oh, okay, that's good. Good looking guys. Okay.
And that's it?
Well trimmed beard, nice cars.
Oh, geez, Byron, do you live in Altona?
Hang on, I've got a nice Nismo, I've got quite a nice beard. Maybe I should move to Altona.
Yeah.
Well, no, I wouldn't stand out there because all the other guys look like that.
No, you'd stand out.
Okay.
You look good.
Thank you.
This could be a really good way to find out where I'm going to move to.
Oh, yeah, because Evie's going to relocate from Sydney back to her favourite city in the world, Melbourne.
Melbourne,
so mark Altona down as guys with nice beards.
Here's one for you, Evie. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Very well. What's sexy? Good. What town?
Well, I've got the spot for you, Evie. It's got to be Frankston.
Franger, yeah.
You can wear your UGG boots and onesie to the supermarket.
Yeah.
That's
you find that hot.
I can see myself doing that. That is sexy.
What else does Frankston bring?
We got the beach. Got to be sexy down the beach.
Yes.
Hey?
Good point.
Nothing
Evie.
Better than
and
a little
you can
bit
wear
of
your
a
UGG boots and your onesie to the beach.
Oh, that is so
bit of,
sexy.
Bit of an ocean.
Could do that.
Sold.
Yeah, sit on the beach, fish and chips, seagulls, onesie and some UGG boots.
Yes.
That sounds awful. Rochella.
Morning, guys.
Pretty sure it's Rochelle, but either way.
Rochella.
Well,
I have to say, hands down, Mornington. We've got the hot springs.
Oh, you do.
Nothing is hotter and sexier than that.
Isn't the hot springs a little bit further down the peninsula?
Oh, same.
You can't claim the hot springs.
You can't claim the hot springs.
They're not in your suburb.
Yes, they can.
It's like hot springs are in Rye. Down the back beach. Byron. The good bits. The good bits.
1019. The Fox. Of course, Fev, we know Evie off the telly from I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, but also from 8 seasons on Gogglebox.
Yeah, when this first started, I was like, yeah, this is not going to be a good show. But watching it, wow, I loved
what?
It.
Yes.
No, because you think the promo of two people sitting on a couch talking about a TV show, which everyone does in their household every single day.
Yeah, and you'd think, that's stupid. You know, actually, I thought the exact same thing when they asked us to be on it. I was like, that is not going to work.
And how many Logies later?
Three.
Yeah, it's
and
a great
two more
show.
Nominations.
How do they find people? I'm curious. How do you find someone? Like, how did they find you to sit down and watch television?
Was a very boring find. My friend was editing or producing the Blake Garvey Bachelor season. Oh, yeah. So he got the internal.
He was a winner.
But I remember Lee and Keith, they got found at a food court arguing. She's telling him off. Anastasia sells nuts at the Queen Vic Market.
Yes. They just go up to people on the street because I've had friends that have been approached and they said, oh, have you got a friend? Would you like? And they had to go in for a little pilot.
You do a Skype interview.
Wow.
Audition.
To see
and they just show you things.
All right.
It's just pictures of things. So I remember there was an elephant doing something and I was like, whoa. And obviously it was quite interesting, whatever I said.
So you sat there with your good friend, Angie the Bachelorette.
Look at us now.
I know, you're coming. She's a Bachelorette and you're on the number one station in Australia.
No one knew we had legs. And now we are walking.
So you took away Angie and put in Fifi.
Yeah, no, it's all worked out well. No, but we thought we would jump on the back of your success, to be honest, Evie, and we've created a different version called Goggle Fox here at the Fox with you and Fifi.
I like
Fifi.
What you did there. That's...
Fifi Box, Goggle Fox with the box.
I miss my Angie so much. So Fifi last week let me sit down on the couch with her. And
imagine what they would have spoken.
How does Goggle Fox work though compared to Goggle Box?
It doesn't work any differently. Right. We just watch things and we talk about them. But the things we were watching were the little difference.
Right.
They were just you two boys.
Did you have any snacks?
We did. We had Tim Tams. We had My Heroine, which is cheese and bacon balls.
Okay.
And we had Coke.
All right, well, that's all.
Cola.
Very lively.
How'd you put cola at the end of it?
Now you can watch, Goggle, the first ever episode and maybe the last ever episode of Goggle Fox is on our Instagram and Facebook right now, Fifi Fev Byron.
Yes.
So you sat in front of bits of our radio show and made comments. So what did you cover off on?
Well, we looked at quite a few things. There was a bit of nudity.
Yes.
Which I wasn't expecting.
That's nice.
My eyes did bleed a little bit.
Hey, whoa.
No, look. It was lovely. I'm a single woman, throw a dog
like
a bone.
Mm. Was that our nude tobogganing?
It was.
Right. Yeah.
But I was a little bit disappointed with that because...
I look good and Byron looked
good. Byron was wearing a G-string.
Yeah, oh, come on.
A paper G-string and I couldn't quite understand why.
Okay. Do you want me to tell you why?
Oh,
no,
yeah,
no,
hilarious.
Let's not. Yeah. There was also a hilarious prank played on Fev, which...
There?
Fifi did let me know. He doesn't like to be pranked very often, but we did get him on this one. Callum Scott, Tradioki.
Yeah, that was real funny.
So you looked at that.
That was very good.
That was a good prank.
And then there was one that I never quite really knew how to take or what I was about to see.
Okay.
Or anything. But look, let me just give you a bit of audio and everyone can go and look for themselves.
All right, here we go.
He really commits to an idea. Even when he says something that I think it's a joke, the next minute he's doing it. Like when he got a vasectomy.
What? I'm not going to see this.
I think you see...
Snip Club?
Snip Club. He and all
of them.
Are
they all getting done?
They're all doing it together.
Your president, Brendan
Bubba. Eyes off chops.
Yeah, he's totally off his head. Oh. I think he'd have a vasectomy every day if he could have the green pen every day.
Who needs cheese and bacon
balls?
I know.
There we go. Fev Snip Club made it onto Goggle Fox. How about that?
Green whistle.
It was. Oh, who doesn't love a green whistle?
Oh, no.
You know, in the dog world, when you're the green needle is not a good thing.
Oh, really?
That means bye bye.
Okay.
Oh.
Anyway, have a watch.
Got it. Something different.
Have a look. Yes, we wouldn't have Fev. Goggle Fox is where you want to go. Fifi Fev Byron on Instagram.
Is that it?
To watch it? Yeah. Well, it's all on Instagram. Go and watch it.
Fifi Fev and Byron.
Good bits. 101.9 The Fox.
Evie Jones filling in for Fief, of course, is now a mum to Daisy Bell Box. And, well, this man, very good friend of Fief's over the years because they've been Neighbours co-stars together, Fifi, and Ryan Maloney, a.k.a. Toadie. Neighbours, welcome, Ryan.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Yeah,
so
we're good.
To have
we're
you.
Good. Haven't had you on the show since I was last on Neighbours.
is that a reason?
Well,
he's got a bone.
Hey, whoa!
What did you say? No. What happened there?
Was there a reason for that?
Now, I'm saying that's why you haven't had me back on your show.
I thought you because I didn't know it was on your show.
No.
I did have to play a big, exhausting scene, Evie. Took all bloody day. And this was the scene. Just make sure you listen because it's quick.
Well, you'll hear Fifi in this as well. Now, Fifi, Brooke Butler, that was an actual character, wasn't it, Ryan? Like, she was in it for a long time.
Yeah, she was in there for a while, yeah.
What was her backstory, Fifi, Brooke Butler?
She's a thief.
I don't know, actually.
Yeah. As if they'd remember.
He doesn't even care.
She's a thief.
Anyway, so
she steals jewelry.
You've got Brooke Butler here, and then Fev is, it's at a waxing...
Yeah, I'm playing myself.
It's at a beauty salon.
Is Fifi the waxer?
She owns a beauty salon.
Right. Fev is a customer inside of the beauty salon.
You and Dad are doing a really good job at this co-parenting thing.
Oh, I'm glad you think that. Because on that note, while you're here...
Did you really have to wax everything?
Think of how aerodynamic you'll be on the footy field. Footy players.
Were you playing yourself?
I was playing myself. So I'd seen Toadie.
In your prime. Ryan, still on the footy field.
Yes, we had a chat inside a little green room earlier, before I went and did my piece. Anyway, I was like, oh, any tips, mate? Like, because I haven't really acted before. And you said, what's your line? And I told you my line.
Yeah.
And then you went on to say, make sure when you do that line to put your hand down and hold your crutch.
Yeah.
Just to make really empathize good. That it was really sore.
Good acting tips, those.
Yeah, really good acting tips. So when I did the scene for the first time, I walked out, I grabbed my crutch and I went, oh, producers in the air saying, cut, cut. The show's at 6:30. Please don't touch your genitals. And I went, Ryan, you prick.
Now, listen, Ryan is going to hang around. Now, obviously, catch Neighbours weeknight, 6:30 p.m. on 10 Peach. And don't forget, tvweeklogieawards.com.au to vote for Neighbours. Now, it would appear, just from a distance, anyone is allowed to get on Neighbours. If Fev can get on Neighbours, anyone can. And we've got this this old mate over here, Evie.
Yeah.
You've expressed an interest, haven't you?
A little bit.
Hey, hello.
Lifelong dream.
You want to get on another television show?
I haven't been on enough.
Well, they're all stepping stones. That's the way I like to look at it.
That's it.
Yeah, I think it's worth saying congratulations, because after 25 years, you're up for your first Logie for Best Actor.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Is that because it went to 10 Peach that more people watch instead of 10 that they've recognised?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, definitely the Peach just trying to screw everyone in, really.
The Peach is really, yeah.
For 25 years, that's amazing.
What people think when they go, I want to watch TV. Let's watch a fruit.
So anyway, congrats on that. Congrats on everything that's happening there with 10 Peach. You're really kicking goals with 10 Peach. But coming up after this.
It's your year, Toadie.
Evie is going to audition. Evie wants to be on Neighbours.
Yep.
We're gonna put her through a live audition with you. Well, where she's gonna act opposite, the most iconic character in Neighbours ever, Toadfish.
Thank you.
And if she's any good, will you put a good word in? Will we get her on the show?
Absolutely.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
Why not?
So that's coming
up. I just want to see Evie stand there like every other person in Australia with the Ramsay Street sign.
Yeah.
Because that's the photo they do with everyone.
You've
got to stand on the bridge
or
Lassiter's.
Yeah, Ramsay Street.
It's true they have to replace that sign every day. And the people where they actually
steal
live.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, people spoiler, it's not actually Ramsay Street.
No.
Oh, no. Wow. It's just a little place.
Anyway, this is The Fox. We'll do that next. Fifi, Fevan, Byron. The good bits. 101.9. The Fox. The Fox. We've got Evie Jones, who is filling in for new mum, Fifi Box. Now, Fife was a very important character on Neighbours, Brooke Butler. Ryan
Maloney. Really important.
Ryan
can't even remember what she did.
Ryan Maloney is here, aka Toadfish. Of course, you're watching Neighbours, 6:30 p.m. on 10 Peach. He's up for a Logie as well. Make sure you vote for him. tvweeklogieawards.com.au. The first time in 25 years, he's finally been acknowledged. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Evie, how many TV shows are you already on, Evie Jones? How many?
Four.
Yeah.
And how many have they been nominated for?
Four.
Four. Yeah, good.
Four.
Four.
So you're a bit
How
greedy.
Long have you been on TV for?
4 years.
There you go. Okay, there you go.
And
I think I should be asking tips from you.
So what we're about to do here, Ryan Toadie Maloney. Ryan Maloney is going to, as Toadie, act off against our potential future Neighbours star here, Evie Jones. Now, you will be playing the character
it's
of
the
Dee.
Bag.
This is an actual scene, Fev, and take notes as a former Neighbours star yourself here, mate. This is from an actual Neighbours scene from 2002.
They were housemates, Byron.
Yeah.
So Ryan doesn't
back
need
back then
the
in
script.
2002.
So Dee, is Dee Toadie's housemate?
Yeah,
in 2002?
They're housemates, and they've just, it's a morning after a big night out. The real little teaser is that
there's a bit of sexual tension in the air.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. Hello.
As they put that in the script.
Okay. Fact, that in as we go into this scene. I will start with the theme song. Best of luck, Dee and Toadie.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Don't sing.
Hey. Oh, hey. Guess a few hours sleep is better than none. Those army boys sure know how to show a girl a good time. Hello? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, and Bob's out the back mowing the lawn. Come on, what is it? I thought you liked your new job.
The job is fine.
It doesn't sound fine to me.
Can you just drop it, please?
Is it because we woke you up this morning? If it is, I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry.
No, no, it's really hard to be woken up when you haven't been asleep.
Well, weren't you in bed when we came in?
In bed, yes. Asleep, no. It's hard to rest easy when you're wondering if you should call the cops or hospitals just to check whether or not someone you care about is okay.
Who? Well, not me. You knew where I was.
All I knew is that you went to visit Stuart and you never reappeared. The last time I checked, there was no hotels at the army barracks for visitors to stay in. It was a long drive, and I thought you had an accident.
Oh, well, you listen to you. You sound like my dad.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, obviously, I'm stupid enough to care, aren't I?
Come and kiss me. Oh! Hey!
Beautiful. They didn't kiss at the end of the actual scene in 2002, did they?
So we should stop kissing then.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
I don't know. I don't know if Ryan was playing himself Toadie there, who was just really angry that he had to do that on the show. I can't tell the difference. He's a great actor.
Yeah. Those guys have already done this. I don't have to do it again, do I?
Beautifully done. Now, look, obviously, as a Logie-nominated actor, 25 years in the biz, what did you make of
that
performance?
My CV
what
there.
Did you make?
No, that's really good. You got the part.
Thank you.
You got it.
Yeah. I will be Toadie in 2020.
Excellent. Yes, there we go. Evie will be on Neighbours at some point in the future. Fev, does that make you jealous?
Hang on, no, it doesn't. You said you're going to be me when I go.
Yeah, 2020.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, there, well done.
I said to you, watch those stairs as you're leaving.
From a fellow Neighbours castmate, she did well. So I'm looking forward to joining the crew down at Ramsey Street.
Fev is the judge.
We'll go have a drink at Lassiter's with Paul. Sweet.
You're great.
Yes. 6:30 p.m.
Bring Bouncer back.
Bring back Lucy.
10 peach, 6:30 p.m, TVWeekLogieAwards.com.au. Vote for Neighbours and the Logies this weekend. Thanks for coming in, Ryan Maloney.
Woo! Vote for Pedro.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Thanks to Nando's, the home of Peri Peri Chicken. 101.9